you didn't. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, what'd you think about the reaction from the fans in there tonight?
Oh, it was a good reaction. It's supposed to be positive. You know, they're supposed to be cheering for us, man.
Are you concerned at all that your image has been tarnished a little, or do you feel like that reaction shows that you still got support?
Man, I still got support everywhere I go. All around the world, people still support Mike Vick. So
third person.
What I go through, people gonna love me, man. You know, it's all good. I ain't worried about that. My job is to win football games.
Yeah. In the end, will you be exonerated?
Man, no comment.
Ron Mexico.
There he is.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, the song is Hot Dog.
Yeah.
By Led Zeppelin. Kind of ties in with Mike Vick and his whole dog fighting thing.
How's he doing with that?
The latest on that is that he's being raked over the coals. Sold the house. What did I read online? The big deal about the house is that he took an absolute bath on it. The house is worth like $1.3 or $4 million,
right?
And he sold it for $700,000. And when the buyer's name is revealed, that's when everyone's jaw will drop.
Oh, so it might be somebody well known.
That's what I heard.
JB.
That's what I heard. James Brown. Yo, JB from CBS.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. James Brown.
He wanted to move Black Cherry in there.
I'll pay that indeed.
Right.
Yeah, so Michael Vick and the dog fighting, and I saw that clip that we just played of him walking into some Falcons function. Someone should tell Mike Vick that there's a brand new hard ass in charge of the NFL. This guy, Roger, what's his name? Roger Goodall.
Roger Goodall. That's the new commissioner of the NFL.
You know, and his whole new thing is that we're gonna be a good bunch of guys.
We're going to clamp down. He suspended all those guys from the Bengals and all that.
Right, all the rowdy guys that like making it rain in the strip clubs, and we're going to get them. So Vic knows that there's a new sheriff in town, that these football players all got to clean up their act. When you're being asked about a dog fighting ring, which is illegal in all 50 states, as you're walking into a function, you should just do like the quarterback speak. You should stop for a second and say, hey, I really can't talk about that, but my job is to throw passes for the Falcons.
Right.
Instead, and you really have to see the clip on ESPN, see him walk in. He's just too cool for school. And he's like, he's covered in bling. And he says, you know, hey, man, I can't be bothered with this. You know, the fans, they love Mike Vick. You know, it's like, and I'm a Mike Vick fan.
I know. So the really commissioner's not going to necessarily like that at all.
No, but see, the thing is, he kind of knows what he's doing because as long as he is not officially charged with something, he could pretty much do anything he wants.
And he has sold the house now. The house is gone.
Yes, he has.
Okay.
And then there's Clinton. Clinton Portis.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't, Clinton. Here's Clinton Portis.
I don't know if he was fighting dogs or not, but it's his property. It's his dog. If that's what he want to do, do it. You know, what people do behind closed doors.
But that's a felony. I mean, it's a crime.
It can't be too bad of a crime. You want to hunt down Michael Vick over fighting some dogs, you know. I think people should mind their business, you know. You take somebody that's doing positive in the community, you take a positive role model and put them behind bars for no reason, you know, over a dog fight. I'm from Lawrence, Mississippi, so I know a lot of back roads that got a dog fight if you want to go see it.
So anyway, Clinton Portis came out and was laughing about this, and right away the Redskins team he plays for put out a big statement saying the Redskins don't condone dog fighting.
Right. Isn't that nice of them to say that?
Yeah, like they would put out a statement. Hey, incidentally, hi, it's the Redskins. We love dog fighting.
Right.
I mean, of course, so on one hand, I almost understand what Clinton Portis is saying, but on the other hand, dog fighting is illegal, and if you are an animal lover, as I know that I am.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is amazing when you see it, and I've seen videotape of it, and they've shown a lot of it recently, you know, just how incredibly horrible it is. Yeah. Not that there are degrees with this, but, I mean, you see the cockfighting, and it's a different feeling that you get when you see two dogs that are bred for this. I mean, it's really scary.
Cockfighting is cute. Cockfighting is little Jerry Seinfeld when Kramer had the cock that he named after Jerry Seinfeld.
Although that's pretty horrible, too, if you've seen any of those videotapes.
Anyway, Mike Vick, come on, get your S together. Get your S together.
And they shouldn't. I don't like it when people are apologizing for him either. I don't like that.
Yeah. Could you fight other animals? Like, could you do a cat fight?
like literally cats, like house cats, would that be allowed, or is it pretty like?
I don't know if there are cat fighting rules on the record.
I don't think that's illegal. Cat fighting is not necessarily
that's
illegal.
Just because you hate cats, Mike.
No, not at all.
Hold on, I got to give you bad news that I know you have not heard.
No,
I know you've been on your sickbed and you have not heard.
Yes,
this will rock your world, my friend.
Okay,
you know at NBC they have made a bunch of cuts recently,
right?
And not only on the local scene but on the network scene.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The latest casualty.
Oh, no.
Stone Phillips.
Oh, no.
Didn't I tell you you'd be upset?
Oh, my God. It's not fair.
Who's the newscaster you trust the most, Mike?
Stone Phillips.
Who's the newscaster who's the most handsome?
Yale graduate Stone Phillips.
Who's the newscaster who, no matter what he says, could be reading the phone book always, always.
Iron-jawed Stone Phillips.
Always gives you the news as a modern Walter
Cronkite. I love my Stone.
Modern-day Walter Cronkite.
He's my touchstone.
Don't forget Jack Black wrote a song about it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
I forgot about that.
Oh, man, fantastic. I'm so disappointed. I'm never watching NBC. Now I have to boycott Idol, and I hope to... Now I have to boycott Idol, and also I have to boycott
Dateline
and all the NBC shows.
They're going down to Saks Fifth Avenue to pick out a new mannequin to co-host Dateline.
Well, he'll always have work. He'll always have some work with that. He can stand in the windows.
Stone.
Bye-bye, Stone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've heard with Michael Vick, he doesn't necessarily support the dog fighting, but he supports the culture of dog fighting, and I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. What is the culture of dog fighting?
I think it means
I'm assuming it's skeezy.
I think it means you embrace the
you embrace the idea of breeding dogs.
You might not
for that purpose.
You might not participate in it, but it's okay with you.
Maybe that's the idea that, you know, they are animals, that this is kind of their natural thing that they would be doing.
Maybe Stone Phillips bought Mike Vick's house.
God.
Oh, you made him cough. No.
God, I didn't mean to. Mike.
Bye, honey.
Go get yourself a chocolate banjo.
Bye,
Rob.
Honey.
I need 12 packs of smokes.
I know
and
you do.
Don't forget my mink overalls.
They're at the cleaners.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey, Mike, I am moving out of Sacramento tomorrow.
You know, that is so thoughtful of you to
someone's
to
climbed the wall,
that.
Mike.
Isn't that terrific? Your life is about to improve exponentially.
I freaked so bad about 15 minutes ago.
Hold on.
I'm a man here.
What a shocker, though, that he's still in the city limits. That's why his phone's dropping
right.
out.
Good afternoon, Sacramento.
He's going to get over the wall.
What is that?
Joe produced that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, just the inmates taking over the asylum. It was wonderful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it...
Yeah, that was just that a little thing we did yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that like, was, I'm sorry, I'm obviously out of the loop here.
Excuse me, you didn't listen to the shows
when
you weren't here?
No, I was somewhere else, Mike.
Jeez.
Couldn't get ready for reception.
I'm okay. I'll be fine.
So this
no problem.
Good afternoon, Sacramento.
Which is not to be confused with the other one that he did.
Right.
Which was...
What, the Pick a Pair? Is that what you...
Oh, no. Pick a Pair was the first one. Then there was...
Hold on.
Come on now. You can find it.
I can.
What are you looking for? Please.
Joe what are you looking jingle for? From this week.
There it is.
Foe shout?
Yes.
Friend or foe?
And isn't there a musical one also?
Friend or foe?
That was my all-time favorite. And, of course, the original that you were here for.
Uh-huh.
Pick a Pair, right.
Right.
You know, you
hey,
might...
a pair!
Might want to put them all, like, on the same thing for Joe. You know, they're all so wonderful.
Because we play them a lot.
They're from the Joe Artinger Studios.
The Joe Page.
The Joe Page, yeah.
So
Rob, they're about as far away from each other as they can possibly be, aren't they?
Sort of putting them in another studio.
Okay.
Yeah. So what was the friend or foe? That was a game?
That was a game.
What was the other one a game, the Sacramento thing? What was that?
That was a tribute.
Feature, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Feature tribute.
Right.
You know what? Not a feature tribute, a way of apologizing. It was all of those things wrapped into one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was striking, really.
What are you looking for now? Are you still?
There it is.
There it is. Okay.
Good afternoon, Sacramento.
And we like to try to pick out Joe's voice somewhere in there.
Isn't that pretty?
It's really, really pretty.
While you were out.
While you were gone.
While you were ill.
Put those on a cassette for me. I'd like to listen to those in my car. Put them on an 8-track.
They'd be particularly good on a long trip.
Just loop it, Robbie. Just loop it over and over.
I think they'd be delightful.
Before you were talking about what's her name taking Rosie O'Donnell's spot. What's her name?
Kathy Griffin.
The D-list. Right. Rosie O'Donnell will not be taking over on The Price is Right.
Thank God for that.
I think you knew this.
Is it going to be John O'Hurley? I mean, that's what I'd heard a while back, and then that got poo-pooed.
That's what I believe on Rosie's blog today, which is always great to read. Mm-hmm. She writes, and no wonder. Now, first off, with no offense to her, I mean, seriously, honey, you on The Price is Right? Yeah. No.
No, but, you know, Rosie was the TV kid that a lot of us were, right? So Rosie watched everything, mm-hmm. and you can tell by looking at Rosie, Rosie never probably, you know, wanted to participate in anything out of doors. So Rosie watches all the game shows, and Rosie knows, and that's why she wants to be on The Price is Right.
On her blog today, it says that she was negotiating with CBS, the negotiations broke off because they didn't want to make changes that she wanted to make to update the show.
Oh, yeah.
For instance.
So before even coming in and endearing herself to the audience that she's going to be left with.
One of the changes she wanted was to add hot guys as well as hot girls to stand by the refrigerators and the cars and the trash compactors.
Yeah, well, that's the whole Rosie being a strong.
He's a fag. Right. She's a fag. Mm-hmm. It's the whole Rosie thing.
Right.
So, anyway, that's a shock they would turn her down.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That Leslie Moonves would turn her down.
What were they thinking?
I want to thank you, Bob. You've done a very nice job. We appreciate you being there for the... I liked having lunch with you once a year, and I would ask you for another year, and you would say yes. And then, of course, this year you said no.
From the Bob Barker Studio, come on down. Let's party.
Nice party.
Nice party.
Nice party. My upper plate slipped a little bit there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy. What's up?
Hey, maybe Storm Phillips can take over for Bob Barker.
No, I don't think Stone's the kind of guy that could do it.
Maybe you could put your head in your rectum.
that's not very nice.
I thought it was lovely. I thought it was wonderful.
Try it.
There we go with Plinko.
Hey, by the way, your phone screening's not working again.
Why is our phone screening not working?
Because it's Bros of the Clown, the Mexican clown who made a fool of you guys a couple years ago. Don't you remember?
No.
What, are you some caller who we should be avoiding? Because if
you said I've been in the book and all this
all
stuff,
right, well, then
I can't call.
I tell you what.
Hey,
this number you're calling from right now, I won't give it out on the air, but the first three digits are 704.
No, actually it's not.
Yes, it is. Area code 301-704.
You see, we've got better technology this year. We've got it. We've
so
got
I tell
better
you what,
technology.
Here's the deal.
301, Don.
We are going to block out the call. See if you can get through.
The first three digits are 301. That's 704.
No. Ass. Hello, Ass. You're calling from area code 301.
You said the first digits.
The first three digits of your local phone number are 704, and there is a 4 on the last one of your phone number. Try to call back now from this number, and if you can get through on that number, I will give you $1,000.
I don't need $1,000.
Ah, because you're blocked, you douchebag.
See, you know you won't be able to get through. Do you think you'll be able to get through?
It's not going to keep me up at night.
Because you know you've lost miserably.
Because now we do have software to block out callers.
I'm so worried.
So who has won? Who has won the victory this time?
Who's the winner and who's the loser?
You were the one that was talking about being really excited about the fact that you beat us and did it last time. Well, this time we did it.
You got through.
Oh, how exciting, Don. Very exciting.
Yes, how exciting. Keep just referring to me by name.
Let's retrace the legitimate call.
What's that? When I talked about Storm Phillips, you know, a little play on words.
What you said was incredibly stupid, and you left me with no recourse.
I have a question.
To come up with a humorous way to tell you to put your head up your rear end.
I have a question for you, sir. What is the humorous? What is? Wait! What is the humorous aspect of Storm Phillips?
Explain that to me. You guys do play on words on names.
We do that. We do play on words. I'm asking you. What is the play on words with Storm Phillips? Explain it to me because I don't get it.
Okay, the play on words is Mike used to say, instead of stone, a person who would make a mistake would say storm. That's the joke, Don.
Hold on, wait, no, I never said that, sir. You're lying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, not oh, really. You are really lying. You're absolutely lying through your teeth. You have not explained your joke,
so you've never
and you're trying to cover
show.
Your ass. You are trying to cover your ass with a lie, and it's not going to work.
That's not fair. Oh, okay.
Really?
The bottom line is you are banned and you will not get through on the phone number that you called on. So we did win.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get through.
And obviously, you know, whether you were calling to be funny, you weren't because you are an agenda caller.
And but now.
No, I started out as a legit caller. You turned me into an agenda caller because I can't.
Yes.
Be a legit
now you're an agenda caller and you'll never be able to call the show again.
And you know.
If it's so horrible, why don't you hang up?
Yeah, hang up if you hate being on the show so much, because you know you want to be here. You know you want to be doing what we're doing.
I've gotten like 4 minutes on national radio with you guys.
That's right, and you know something? We get 4 hours a day, those hours that you will never get.
Guys like you come out in my stool.
Well, I don't know. There's plenty of other people.
And the problem with that
he's great with the comebacks, isn't he?
The problem with that is when guys like you come out in my stool.
God, I'm the mean doctor, remember? I told you there was.
A lot of times your head gets in the way because your head is up
remember
your
that?
Butt.
There's no stress test for stress. Remember, Don?
No, I don't remember. You're a nobody. If we banned you.
Don, look it up in the archives, man. You guys keep.
Hey,
off,
dude.
Don't you?
Hey, dude. John Hinckley's calling. It's time for lunch.
Oh, how funny.
That was good.
Oh, how funny.
And that's your comeback.
How clever.
Are you trying seriously? What are you trying to do here? Because you really are not doing yourself proud.
Dude, well, then, Don, hang up, man.
No, so you're going to turn this into an endurance contest, and I got all freaking day.
Well, you know what we do, I think, hey, when we've got endurance callers? We normally, would you mind if we put you on hold?
Yes, I do.
We're going to have to put you on hold.
No, I'm not going to wait around for that. No, no thanks. You can stay on, though.
We do have to play commercials. If you want to be a man, stay on the line.
You don't have to go to break now, do you, Don?
Sure we do. And would you stop talking to me like you're some type of bully trying to goad me into a fight?
Don't project, Don. It's not becoming.
God.
Don't project what?
Don't project your own insecurity.
My insecurity about what? About this?
About someone using your name.
I think, you know, seriously, I think your insecurity, incidentally, my insecurity is because you're not mentioning me specifically, is starting to get really, really severe right now. I'm getting an insecurity attack. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You haven't added anything to the show that is particularly funny. No, because you're the one that wanted to, you know, pee in the big weeds here. You really didn't. I hope they don't bleep me out on that.
The big weeds of the Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy, you're the one that called us. Why did you call us?
It's a big deal to you. As you said, you've been on national radio. Let me ask you something.
Exactly.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Good.
He seemed nice.
He contradicted himself a few times there. Oh, they're out there, aren't they? They really are.
You people.
You people.
You people.
And see, we really didn't have to go to commercial breaks here.
Yeah.
Hello, Dynamite.
I need to put them on a pallet, probably. It's like eight of them.
What? Hello? Are you talking to us or someone else?
I think the radio was turned up.
Hello?
And always, that is an absolute hard and fast rule. When you get an a-hole caller, it is followed up by another a-hole caller. Not that he's meaning to be a jerk.
Unaware.
It's just a guy that's clueless.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
What's wrong with people today?
I don't know. Do you have a mirror?
No, I just want to say let's go to break.
No, see, this is not acceptable. This is what always happens when we get a jerk caller. You get two jerk callers to follow it. Why don't you contribute something?
I'm sorry.
What is that sound?
Of a guy banging his mother.
No, seriously, don't laugh your nervous laugh. That is just not right.
What would you like me to say?
What I'd like you to say is I will never, ever call the Don and Mike Show again.
I will never, ever call the Dynamite Show again.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, you'll call again.
I don't believe you.
Oh, God.
Hello there.
I wish I could breathe through the phone and give you what I got. Seriously, give you what my antibiotics are not helping with.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No.
Hey, Don, I got you. I got you.
He knows how to get us, too.
Yeah. He does. In his little tiny world, if we were sitting, if that was a bar and he was in the stool in between us, you and I would be hitting him simultaneously with beer bottles.
We'd be on Law and Order tonight.
We would, seriously.
You and I would be.
Mr. Geronimo, Mr. O'Mara, was there any particular reason why you felt the need to continue to assault the victim once he was on the floor?
Officer, listen to this tape.
Not a jury in the world.
Don and Mike, not guilty. By reason of sanity.
Sanity, that's right.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, fantastic. Top of the world.
Hey, do me a favor. When you're gone.
Not in the mood. Hang up on him.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not talking. I'm yelling at everybody.
I hung up on the guy. Well, hey, you're going to screw up the equipment. What are you doing?
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
I just had a meltdown. I have them every now and then.
What are you doing?
I'm not feeling well.
Okay, all right.
God, I just overloaded on that. That happens occasionally. You understand, don't you, honey?
Mike just screamed F you at that guy.
That was it. You know, I went out during the break and I was going to take my codeine cough syrup, but I probably should have done that.
Go have some.
I have half a bottle during the commercial break. Yes, terribly sorry for yelling F you at the car, but no, I'm not. There's not one fiber of my being that is sorry for doing that.
The funniest part was you slamming your fist down, slamming on the console. You're really going to disengage the board.
At a certain point, I want to just get physical. Uh-huh. I really do.
Sure.
Let's get physical. Okay. Physical.
Well, I think we're going to cancel the guest.
Postpone. Okay.
Postpone.
Very good.
No need to cancel. Let's just postpone.
And incidentally, you know what?
We'll move on with the news now.
I did. Nobody heard it on the air, but I did say F you, except the people on hold, of course. I did say F you to that caller. And really, I think it's very important for me to make this right. And I would like to say, on behalf of me and my family and everybody, to that particular caller that I completely overreacted to, I'd really like to say, I am truly, truly not sorry one little bit for anything I said to you, sir. You're a stain. You're a human stain.
Okay.
And what you said did not get on the radio.
Right.
Hee hee ha ha ho ho.
My oh my.
Yes.
How are things over at Studio 2?
Nice and quiet.
All right, we'll go there in a moment. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.